On the sward outside the dwelling cave, the older creatures lay about watching the young ones play. It had been a satisfying lunch. Summer salad, served with Lully and Scarlet's new cheese and fresh oat fowls, baked by Auntie Umma, followed by the magnificent apple and blackberry pie that Lully and Deary had cooked, all washed down with beakers of old Uncle Blunn's dandelion and burdock cordial, brought specially cooled from the stream. Sunflash stretched luxuriously and set his back against the sun-warmed rocks as he watched the babes trying to lift his mace between them. Tilly smiled at their efforts as he sprawled beside the big badger.
"'Twill be many a long season afore they lift that thing, friend."
Sunflash shook his massive head.
"Tilly, let us hope that they never have to. Learning the trade of a warrior and living in times of danger can rob a young creature of all its happy seasons and make it grow up fast and hard, as I did. Peace is a precious thing."
"You brought peace here for our families,"
said the hedgehog as he patted Sunflash's paw.
"You look peaceful and well content, Sunflash. Mayhap you like our life."
The badger had a distant look in his dark eyes.
"Oh, I do like the life here. I'm happier in this place than I have ever been, and I wish dearly that I could live out all my seasons with you and your families on this very spot."
Tilly Lingle spread his paws at the happy scene surrounding them.
"Then why not? You're greatly loved here. Make this your home."
It was a tempting proposition. Sunflash thought of the crops and the garden it created, and the dwelling cave, which was larger now and more comfortable due to his help. Fondly, he watched the little ones, laughing and rolling about in the bright noon sun. The older ones, too, Aunt Umma, Uncle Blunn, and the rest, were all firm friends, trusting creatures, taking their ease together. His loyal companion, Scarlet the Hawk, was happy to learn the simple life. It was idyllic. He knew it could not last. Weighing his words carefully, he explained to Tilly.
"Listen to what I must say, friend. If I stayed here, it would mean great trouble, possibly death for those around me. I have told you of Swart Sixclaw, the evil ferret. Make no mistake, if I make this place my home, then he will turn up here one day with his band. But even if he did not, my warrior spirit would grow restless and I would need to go and seek him out. We are sworn lifelong enemies, he and I. However, beside all that, there are my dreams. Always I see the mountain of fire looming through my slumbers, and strange voices of other badgers, warrior lords, whose names I do not know, call me. Why I must go to the mountain, where it is, what name it goes by, I do not know. But I am certain that my fate and destiny are bound to the mountain. Each night I dream, and the urge to travel there goes surging through me. One morning you will wake to find me gone. I am as sure of it as the turning of seasons, dearie."